The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced updated CDC guidelines to slow down the spread of the coronavirus.
The newly announced guidelines recommend that Americans use masks or face coverings when they leave home.
It's going to be really a voluntary thing. You can do it. You don't have to do it. I'm choosing not to do it, but some people may want to do it, and that's okay.
The policy change comes as public health officials are concerned that those without symptoms can spread the virus, which causes COVID-19.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. President Trump is nominating an inspector general now for the pandemic recovery. That was part of the huge $2.2 trillion program that was just signed into law a little while ago after being approved by both the House and Senate and signed by the president. The president met yesterday with energy CEOs at a White House summit. He says that the industry has taken a real pounding from the coronavirus. This is SRN News.
Mike Gallagher agrees with the president's response.
I mean, I come to work now with a sense of responsibility of giving you facts, arming you with knowledge. This virus is real. Social distancing is real. Keeping away from one another until we can flatten the curve matters. Numbers are increasing. There will be more deaths.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 8 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio.
AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio. Just past 1 o'clock, which means one thing. It's time to make talk radio great again. It's your NARN headliner, Mitch Berg. Coming up next, with a significant amount of the U.S. workforce working from home, there's many ways to listen to The Patriot. We're on iHeart, TuneIn, our website, free mobile app, your smart speaker, and radio.com. So always ways to listen to Mitch and your other favorite Patriot programs. From the Great Plains Windows and Doors Weather Center, here's a look at your weather for the day. Sunny, high of 45.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, 18 years strong, as one of Minnesota's, C-list blogs. But this broadcast, 16 years and counting, into year 17 right now, dominating Twin Cities weekend radio, which means, if you're honest, if you go by the evidence, dominating Twin Cities radio. I mean, we're the part that matters. If you agree, all of us weekend people are the part that actually matters if you really look at what you get in radio, at least locally speaking. Nothing against all of your Hugh Hewitts and Mike Gallagher's and Dennis Prager's and Sebastian Gorka's and the rest of Larry Elder, of course, Eldersky. Yep, they all do their bit. But it all comes down to the weekend. In all seriousness, folks, I have to say, in all my years of doing this broadcast, of which we're into number 17 now, in some ways, this last month or two, in some ways, has been the most fun just because we've gotten the most feedback I've gotten in years from people saying, we're so glad to have an actual local voice live and on the air and talking about what's going on locally and regionally here. That's important to people, and they're letting us know, and that is one of those things that you don't get often in a radio career. And I appreciate it. For all those who've reached out, thank you. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the whole staff here at AM 1280. And I can't even tell you how much it means to the rest of the support staff as well. And And knowing that it means something to you guys is important to me as well. So, and gals, all of you, of all genders. Inclusive, that's what we do. Anyway, so what's the news today? Well, the same news it's been for the last, what, 3-4 weeks now? Yeah, the virus, you got it. I have a virus myself, the same bit of, what do you call it, bronchitis that I've had for probably 3-4 weeks now. Have it every spring, every other spring. It's certainly been afflicting me this past couple of weeks. But on the other hand, it gets people to enforce that 6-foot separation, those rare moments I go out to stores. I think we talked about that last week, and I have a hunch we'll talk about it next week. Because honestly, there will come a point when Americans get sick of talking about COVID and thinking about COVID. But there's an important, and by the way, Americans in another couple of weeks will be more than happy to forget all about it. That's a fairly fearless prediction here. Just as Americans did their best to observe the facts of 9/11 after this country was attacked, but perhaps not dwell on the specifics. Yeah, we're going to have more of that as things grind along here into the future here. Once we get into summer, people will be thinking, okay, cabin fever is old. Cabin fever is so March and April, and I'm going to hit the beach hard. And that'll be a good thing. I got to thinking about that as I was thinking about the real subject for today's show. Originally, I thought maybe I'll talk about, for an hour or so, about what happens after COVID. And there's a part of me that is kind of sunny and optimistic about what happens after COVID-19 here in the United States. Seriously, there's a part of me that thinks this could be the dawn of a golden age in this country in some ways. I mean, we are a country that is not, that doesn't stay down for disasters. We are a country of hardworking, optimistic people that cut our teeth by looking at the bright side of life and working hard to overcome crises. I mean, that's how most of our great grandparents came to this country, was by overcoming crisis, one kind of a crisis or another. And it's part of our national DNA. It's in a way that it's not in a country like France or heaven help them, Italy. God bless them anyway. I mean, it looks, by the way, hopes and prayers with the Italian people. It looks like they may be starting to level out towards a peak in cases here, and God willing, start to slide back to something a little more like normal here. And boy, that nation has had enough. I can't stress this enough. If you are inclined to do so, and most of you are, keep your hopes and prayers with the people of Italy and Spain and France and all the countries that are getting beaten up. Not to mention our own blue state fellow Americans in California and Washington, New Jersey, especially New York City. It's easy to succumb to political "I told you so's" and social "I told you so's," but they're people too. At any rate, more on that in a moment here. We are a nation of people that came to this country to kick tush and eat donuts, and right now we can't get donuts. Scott Adams, I've referred to this tweet before, and honestly, it's one of the tweets that's defined this crisis for me. Scott Adams, who's best known for being the comic strip artist who writes Dilbert, which is sort of the official comic strip of Office America, wrote this a few weeks back. He said, in the next 2 weeks, and this was probably 2 weeks ago, we will witness a breathtaking degree of human ingenuity. It's starting to bubble up now. The most capable among us are now fully engaged. The virus doesn't know what's coming for it. The virus doesn't know what's coming for it. And he's right. We are a nation full of people who are used to, the best of us at least, are used to going out, finding problems, and beating them like Muhammad Ali smacking on Jean-Pierre Koopman. Ask your parents, kids. Okay, well, maybe ask your great-grandparents. Anyway, it's a boxing match. Don't worry about it. It was an epic beatdown. I think it lasted
what, three rounds? It was just horrible. If you're a Belgian boxing fan, it was not a great day. Anyway, Scott Adams is right. We are a nation that is out there looking to we face a crisis, and a lot of the best of us are out there smacking that crisis down. I said in the opening weeks of this crisis, mark my words, the vaccination, the vaccine, the treatment for this virus will come from the United States. Actually, I misspoke just a tad when I said that, because it appears that the hydroxychloroquine treatment, which is going through trials as we speak, and according to anecdotal information from a media that is highly illiterate on scientific matters, is actually doing relatively well. It might actually show some promise to for treating people who are sorely afflicted with COVID here. Anyway, again, if you're so inclined, keep your hopes and prayers with the researchers. They're going to need it, and we're all going to need it. At least the oldest and most vulnerable among us of all ages are going to need everything that our ingenuity can bring out. We know this. That being said, and by the way, the initial research on hydroxychloroquine came from Asia, from the free market economies of Asia, from your Hong Kongs, from your Singapores, from your Japans, from your South Koreas, relatively free markets anyway. This is important. The free market is the engine that solves the world's problems, because the impetus to create wealth by solving problems that afflict consumers, whether it's how to get your email on your phone or how to get cat food in the middle of a crisis or how to resolve a crisis, is the most powerful force ever unleashed by humankind. Greater than all the dictators and all of history, greater than all the bombs dropped in World War II, the free market and its impetus to solve problems, to profit those who come up with the better mousetrap, has killed more mice than all of the government anti-mouse programs in history. And this is so vital. And we will start seeing the fruits of that inventive drive shortly here. And if the results of our better natures prevail in this crisis, I start to think, when I think about what this country, what this world, but especially this country, this society in which we live, and the tradition in which we all share, prevails at the end of this crisis, we could be in for some amazing times if we focus as a nation, as a culture, as a society, on the benefits of the free market and what it has done and what it will do in resolving this relatively serious challenge. We'll do very well. I'm going to direct your attention back to the old cartoons. Ask your parents' kids. The cartoon, the old Warner Brothers and cartoons from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, where when some character, be it Bugs Bunny or Elmer Fudd or whomever, Foghorn Leghorn, for all it matters, again, kids, ask your grandparents, when they're in the middle of a moral dilemma, the way they would depict that in the animation was to have a devil pop up on their left shoulder and an angel pop up on their right shoulder in a miniaturized image of the character themselves, a little Yosemite Sam with a halo on the right shoulder, a little Yosemite Sam with horns and a little tricorn hook on the left shoulder, and have that argument literally through Yosemite Sam's ears to discern what route's he going to take, good or evil, good or bad, the light side or the dark side. And work with me here, folks. Metaphorically speaking, right now, the United States, our society, our culture, is that Yosemite Sam hacking away a little bit, wondering what that virus is, and listening to a little miniature of itself with horns and a fork on its left shoulder, giving it some really bad advice. And a little angel on its right shoulder whispering some very, very good advice in its ear. And the question is, which way are we going to go? And I started to think about that. I have been, as is Scott Adams, Pollyanna-ish to some extent. Intentionally so. I've got a lot of people in my life who are a little depressed by the entire prospect of things right now. And I thought, I could spend an entire hour talking about the good and bad angels that this society faces. And then I realized, no, each angel deserves a full hour to speak its piece, because this nation could take a profoundly good turn after this. Listen to its better angels, the free market, people supporting each other, the government doing the jobs it's supposed to do and leaving its mitts off of everything else. And it could go the other way. We're going to talk about both of this nation's angels when we come back. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and Radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-958-2156. 800-958-2156. 800-958-2156. That's 800-958-2156.
Runners, to your mark. Set.
Some may see a sprinter. At the NFHS, we see a future leader already off to the races. Some may see a volleyball player.
One hit! Way to go, girl! Woo!
At the NFHS, we see a spike in confidence that will help her achieve her potential. What else do we see? Musicians learning to march to their own beat. We're the NFHS, the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and activities in America, helping today's teenagers develop the skills they need to become tomorrow's leaders. And we see it happening in communities across Minnesota every single day. Learn more about the NFHS commitment to youth at nfhs.org. This message presented by the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations.
Send free e-cards from the largest online Christian greeting card site, crosscards.com. Find thousands of cards for every occasion, birthdays, holidays, anniversaries, or just to let someone know you care. Brighten someone's day by sending an e-card from crosscards.com.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network. The number to call, should you care to join me, 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. One of these days, I will find some handy little spelled out mnemonic to spell out the number for you. Although, I don't think people actually dial numbers like that anymore. I was like Dennis Miller's toll-free line, 1-800-LACTOSE. I don't think 855-289-4488 does anything like that for us, but doggone if I don't want to try now. Hey, you can also join us on hashtag NARNshow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show on Twitter. Whether you just don't want to get on the phone or you happen to be out in a texting mood, by all means, get into the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. The subject for the next 2 hours is the good angel and the bad angel talking into this culture's ears about which way it should go after the coronavirus crisis. And by the way, all that is necessary for the bad angel to win is for the entire society to say, whoop, we're done with that. I don't even want to think about it anymore, which, by the way, we have a natural tendency to do. So that's something that I want you to think about. Not now. Not, you don't have to make your decision now, but at some point in the next couple of months when we start to come out of seclusion here, it's going to be important for us, the people, to decide which of the angels on our shoulders we'll listen to, the bad one on the left, the good one on the right. But Mitch, is picking bad on the left and good on the right just a little inflammatory? I'm a stinker. You're on to me. 651-289-4488, the number to call. So there is some good. Much as I, as hard it is to say sometimes, there is some good coming out of this pandemic. And sometimes you have to dig for it. But leaving aside the ingenuity that is coming out and the goodness that is coming out of so many people's hearts and deeds and actions during this crisis, there's also some signs that some of the fringe players in American society are having their voices put into perspective for them, frequently against their will. by the crisis, and you can see those voices frantically trying to seize the initiative back. For example, Tide Pod Evita, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but on this show, Tide Pod Evita had a tweet that came out yesterday, in which she quote, COVID deaths are disproportionately spiking in black and brown communities. Why? Because the chronic toll of redlining, environmental racism, wealth gap, etc., are underlying health conditions. Which, by the way, goes to show you what a degree in economics at Boston University is worth these days. No, they're not health conditions. They're economic conditions and social conditions. And yeah, perhaps even evidence of some form of racism or another. But they're not health conditions. Oh, she goes on to say, because not only is she an expert economist, she's also an epidemiologist. Inequality is a comorbidity. You see, no, it's not. Inequality may be linked, and poverty and other factors may be linked to the toll of the epidemic, a.k.a. a comorbidity, something that kills along with the actual disease itself. COVID relief should be drafted with a lens of reparations. So not only is she not an economist or an epidemiologist, she's kind of a garbage writer as well. But we will talk about this when we start talking about the bad angel on the left of this culture's shoulder, on this culture's left shoulder. There we go. And the fact is, by the way, COVID deaths are disproportionately affecting black and brown communities and poorer communities in high-density areas. Is it because of redlining, environmental racism, whatever that is, the wealth gap? In a sense, yeah. In a sense, yeah, because there's a form of racism involved. It's the racism of the left, the racism that has used America's communities, poorer communities of all races, as warehouses for poor people, jamming people into high-density housing, forcing them into mass transit, which is about as perfect an incubator for a plague as you can imagine. And in fact, in a sense, as bad as this epidemic might get, you might want to get down on your knees and thank God we've had such a relatively benign epidemic to teach us this lesson. Yeah, I said it. I mean, imagine this, and hope and pray it never comes to pass. Imagine we have a strain of Ebola that mutates to transmit itself by aerosol. In other words, someone coughs. Someone who may not even be symptomatic yet coughs and transfers Ebola to someone, which is, by the way, not how Ebola spreads, not at all. Imagine that. I mean, thank your lucky stars or God or whatever you believe in that's not the epidemic that's passing around. An epidemic that can kill people in the prime of life in a week. We're lucky in that sense. That's not the good angel. But the good angel should look at that and say, you know what? If this is a test run for the really bad epidemics, then thank goodness we had it. But I digress. Yeah, this is affecting black and brown communities disproportionately. It absolutely is. I mean, I don't know if it's absolutely true, but it seems reasonable. African Americans and Latinos are disproportionately crowded into high-density cities in California and New York City. So it's not a stretch that they're suffering worse. But is it because of racism? Or is it because of other comorbidities, a term I don't suspect that Tide Pod Evita completely understands? It's because of, I suspect, the high density that begets rapid, uncontrolled spread of disease in high density communities and in transit-based lifestyles. It's going to affect black and brown people, as Tide Pod Evita refers to them. It's also affecting our hipster community. Listening to National Public Radio last week to Brooklyn apartment, Brooklyn, New York apartment dwelling upper middle class hipsters who've been afflicted with COVID as well. Density is a comorbidity. Riding the subway or the Green Line in St. Paul is a comorbidity. Public health concerns that have concerned the world about America's African-American community for generations now, including greater than average incidence of smoking and of cardiopulmonary issues and diabetes, those are comorbidities. And to the extent which subtle institutional racism has contributed to that public health crisis that, again, has been drawing people's concern for since I was a child and long before, well, then Tide Pod Evita may have a point. Not that she knows it, and not to say she's a stupid person. She just says and writes. No, she doesn't say and write stupid things. She writes and says things that are intended for the not bright, the not critical thinkers, and other people in her community that are inclined to not really think all that hard and accept what they're told by their betters. In other words, progressives. Anyway, I digress. So the realization that the transit-based lifestyle and the high-density community is a contributor to this, or at least the fact that it is hard to live through an episode like this where you have to socially distance in a place where there just isn't that much distance in which to not be social. A Brooklyn apartment complex where you're stacked up like herring in a can. The Green Line where you're packed in like you're on a Tokyo subway, only not in Tokyo, as you're riding through the U of M on a busy morning. I know I caught the flu from that a year and a half ago. Or all of the other things that go along with the high-density urban lifestyle that the Met Council is trying to jam you, yes, you, into, saying, either shape up and get into an apartment or ship out to the country or at least some other metro area where we don't have to think about you and your non-communitarian impulses. People are starting to think. I listened to an NPR program called This American Life last weekend, which was all focused on COVID stories, mostly from people who are part of This American Life's audience. And by the way, don't get me wrong, This American Life oozes hipster smugness, but it's frequently excellent. I recommend it, although listening to it critically and with your progressive filter on. But hearing stories about NPR listening, NPR contributing hipsters, and urban dwellers who are starting to you can read between the lines, starting to think twice about the assumptions that have led them to the high-density, au fait PC urban progressive lifestyle is interesting. Not to say it doesn't have a place. I mean, it's here. It always has been. Cities exist for a reason. They have for 1,000 years, probably more, in their current form. But the idea that even its harsh, some of its biggest proponents are starting to wonder if this is all that wise, to put all of your personal eggs in one urban basket, is all that wise? It's going to start people thinking. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot, go nowhere. We'll be right back.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, I can have guests in my home without the shame of pet stains and odors. Genesis 950 with water breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. All pet owners should have Genesis 950 on hand. I can even use it in my carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for my family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, oil and grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you'll receive a free spray bottle and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com.
Warning, warning, warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, general manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue. Ooh, 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 yeah.
Giving your computer problems a boot. Arby's Computer Service.
When you want your computer fixed right the first time, Arby's is the place.
Hi, this is Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Why is it that your cell phone is replaced every 2 to 3 years with no thought about cost, but when it comes to your computer in your office, you try and hold out 5 to 6 years or longer to do the same?
Arby's Computer Service.
What is that loss in productivity doing to your bottom line? Do you know that we can sell you a brand new commercial computer that is super fast for less than the cost of your new iPhone or Android phone? Why are you waiting? Call us today. We can be reached at 763-441-3884. That's 763-441-3884. Or on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Kudos to Terminator N for dragging out the oldies here. Much of the bumper music comes from my debut 2017 album, See Red. That would be the band The Supreme Soviet of Love. We're on Spotify. You can get the album on all over the place. Plug ended. Anyway, thank you very much, Terminator. That's a kind of a blast from the past to hear. Hey, don't forget, you can win $5,000 in the Kindness Challenge, and you'll have the opportunity to win that in cash for you and $5,000 more to share your kindness with a deserving organization from March 16th through April 30th. In other words, another 4 weeks here, almost. You can enter once a day for your opportunity to win $5,000. But there's more. There's always more with us here at The Patriot. Each weekday, we'll add a new act of kindness that you can complete to earn additional bonus entries, which just happens to help you increase your opportunity to win. Plus, if you're the winner, we'll donate $5,000 in your name to one of five deserving organizations. You can see the terms and conditions for complete details. You can do that out at am1280thepatriot.com. Make sure you join the Freedom Fan Club while you're out there. 651-289-4488 is the number to call should you care to join me. You can also comment on the broadcast on Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. Operators are standing by either way. So the angels on our right shoulder are telling us, America, you can do better. You can use this as the kind of opportunity you need to roll back some of the trivialities of recent years, some of the overreach, some of the distractions that people have put up in front of you, perhaps out of lack of anything better to do, perhaps out of looking for a real crisis. I talked about this last week on the broadcast. I think it was on the broadcast. Anyway, humans evolved to expect crisis. Paleolithic man was always worried about the saber-toothed tiger, about running out of food, as a hunter-gatherer, making sure they could go where the food was. Worried about the cold, about the heat, about the water, about the disease, about the food, about the predators. Life was nasty, brutish, and short for most human beings up until the last couple hundred years. And back in our brain, if you believe in evolution, and honestly, if you believe in an allegorical vision of the Bible, there's nothing contradictory between science and the Genesis story. Nothing. At any rate, I digress. The human brain evolved or was created, take your pick, to expect crisis, to plan ahead for crisis, to see crises coming. And we don't really have that many. I mean, even COVID, in epidemic terms, isn't that bad. It's bad. Don't get me wrong. People are dying out there. Europe is crippled by it. The United States is fighting against being crippled by it. New York City, forget about it. Compare it to the 1918 flu. Compare it to the bubonic plague. Compare it to the small localized epidemics of cholera and typhus and typhoid fever that gutted rural communities and urban communities, for that matter, in the 1700s and 1800s all over this country. COVID's bad, but it's not going to leave this country gutted from the inside like the bubonic plague, which killed a third to a half of Europe in the 1300s and 1500s and left problems that are still existing today. That's right. 700 years later, we don't have crises like that. And so I think there's a strong case to be made that an awful lot of people in this relatively happy, relatively prosperous, relatively danger-free society have to go out and make up other problems. I think there's a certain amount of that behind the climate change hysteria. I think there's a certain amount of that in the hysteria over, you got it, President Trump. I think there's a certain amount of that in a lot of our irrational responses, including the identity politics, including the drive to make a crisis out of the pronouns by which one is referred. It's not a crisis anymore, is it? I don't know we're going to be hearing much more about that in polite society anytime soon. But let's go for something a little less personal. How about reusable bags? Last year, the city of Minneapolis banned the single-use plastic bag or mandated the charging of an extra 5 cents for every plastic or disposable paper bag, even for that matter, to fight climate change, right? No. To regulate behavior. Except that it turns out that those reusable totes, which I have one or two of myself, they're handy to have, turns out they're also walking cloth petri dishes for all manner of bacteria and viruses. In fact, as Kyle Smith points out in National Review this past week, the single-use plastic bag is a miracle of modern technology. It's cheap, it's light, it's convenient, it's everywhere, and they provide an elegant solution to a problem. If you recycle them, you put them in your trash. You put your trash in them as a trash bag. You use them as trash bags in your car. It makes a net reduction in carbon emissions compared with buying the heavier, thicker bags that you pull out of the boxes and line your trash bags with. And they're clean. They're sanitary. I mean, they come straight out of the box onto the little hanger in the store. They get wrapped around your groceries and home they go. And if you so desire, boom, away they go, never to be seen again. Which is just too easy for big left. Over the last couple of years, cities run by progressive regimes have been banning them and reusable paper, or excuse me, single-use paper bags for that matter, requiring people to either pay extra to use them or to buy a reusable tote, which turns out is made out of porous cloth, which is purpose-made to take any contagion that might be born on the food or grow on the food as it's sitting waiting to get unloaded. And not to mention anything that comes in contact with it, including people with COVID. And so the city of San Francisco, the laboratory for all things politically correct, has just banned what? The use of reusable tote bags. And gone back full bore to single-use plastic bags to help fight the spread of coronavirus. And it doesn't stop there. New Hampshire. Just a week or two ago, Governor Sununu signed an executive order to the same effect. Massachusetts Governor Charles Baker, ditto, March 25th. A Maine ban on plastic bags is due to take effect last week, but got pushed back to next year and possibly beyond. And as San Francisco goes, so will Minneapolis eventually, kicking and screaming, no doubt, but that's what Minneapolis does best. So, who could have warned us that the cloth tote bag was a cloth petri dish for germs? Well, okay, it was in the media 6 months ago in the New York Post. Quote, reusing that earth-friendly tote gradually turns it into a chemical weapon. Plastic bags were associated in one study with a 46% increase in death from foodborne illnesses. This was before COVID. Unless you use them more than 14 times, which most people, myself included, do not. They don't even pay for themselves in economic terms or pollution terms. The energy needed to produce a tote bag is 14 times that of the energy to produce an equivalent volume of plastic. So they're expensive and they can kill you. Of course, it was all feel-good politics to begin with. Feeling good now, Jacob Fry? I'm going to guess not. As we mentioned earlier, so perhaps with a little bit of luck, the plastic bag ban, the mandating of reusable bags, that may take a shot here during the current plague. And maybe if we're lucky, when this flap is over, we can have a serious discussion about just about everything the modern left has to tell us about a few other issues like housing, like transit, like urban zoning and land use policy. I mean, I pointed this out last week, and I'll do it again. If you were setting out to design a mechanism to spread contagion through a population as effectively and efficiently as possible, you could be hard-pressed to come up with something more efficient and effective than mass transit. I mean, hard to think of any. No, mass transit was not designed to make people sick. There was no bureaucrat that said, hey, if we wanted to get an entire city or many cities sick as fast as possible, how will we do this? There was no such discussion, we hope. No, there wasn't. There wasn't. No conspiracy theories here. But if they had set out to design such a mechanism to make people sick, it'd be hard to see what they'd have done different. Like I mentioned last week, I rode on the vomit comet for 18 months, and I absolutely guarantee, well, I'm highly suspicious anyway, that I caught one of the nastiest flus I've had in years on the Green Line riding back and forth to work last year. And it goes beyond that. Yes, there have been studies by the World Health Organization, no friend of conservative zoning that says mass gatherings can amplify and spread infectious diseases, and public transportation, as according to public transportation authorities, in a study that came out in 2013, entitled Guide for Public Transportation Pandemic Planning and Response, they said, yeah, these places are petri dishes of all manner of illness. Oh, it gets worse. So maybe this mania for high-density living and jamming people into trains is a matter of government policy. Maybe we could step back and give that a little bit of thought. Oh, there's more. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot, with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing, you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/HR. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/HR. That's bamboohr.com/HR.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Pick it up or take it out, RackShackToGo.com or RackShackDelivery.com. It's so easy. Hey, you've been working hard. Half the staff is gone and your crew needs a lift. Go to RackShackToGo.com for pickup or RackShackDelivery.com and we'll bring it out to you.
It's America's food and the right thing to do. Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue. Yeah.
Millions retire online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Don't forget, the Northern Alliance, 16 and change years strong now, heading for 17. Dominating the radio waves. Brad Carlson comes up tomorrow live from the Northern Bunker from 1 to 3. Oh, yeah. King Banyan was doing this before all of us back 10 years now. Actually, I think it was about 10 years ago this month, I think, that he started doing the broadcast live from his place up in St. Cloud. So we were socially distancing long before it was cool. Actually, if you grew up in North Dakota, it's just sort of a way of life. Either way, we're here to help you get through the whole thing, and we're proud to have the privilege of doing that here. Anyway, we're talking about the good angels on America's right shoulder that are saying these are the things that might be good, wonderful things that come out of this national ordeal that we're in right now. And There are some. I mean, like I said, we're seeing some of America's less essential fripperies. Your bag bans, being reconsidered. We're seeing mass transit and high density lifestyle questioned. We're seeing. Oh, by the way, Kevin Williamson in National Review this past week declared the Green New Deal dead as one of the great casualties of this pestilence here. The Green New Deal, as Americans see what life in end-stage communism or socialism is like, and realize, perhaps with a little bit of luck over the protestations of our media and left, that it's really inevitable that the empty shelves are permanent, that the unlimited government power has no sunset date on it. And we'll come back to that during the Devil on the Left Shoulder segment of the show here. People might, with a little luck, God willing, and with a little help from all of us in this audience, they may realize that we've gone way too far down some of those paths here. We can hope. Kevin Williamson points out, the Green New Deal just took a huge hit, maybe a fatal one. Not that Greta Thunberg or Tide Pod Evita know it. But there's another story that's come out this past week that is encouraging. We mentioned this last week on the broadcast. Gun shops on the outskirts of Blue America, because they've been zoned to the outskirts in most of Blue America, but they do exist. And they, including here in the Twin Cities, report a surge in new purchases much faster than the Obama years, and heavily comprising full-time, first-time, usually, frequently, not usually, but frequently left-of-center gun owners. BearingArms.com had a story this past week about a gun store in suburban California on the edge of the bluest enclave in America. Narrated one bit of the encounter. At noon, a woman in her 60s came in. She wore plastic gloves and had a scarf wrapped around her face. She traced a wide arc around the only other non-employee in the store. She says, quote, "I've been doing this since the beginning of March," she said, referring to her protective gear. "I don't feel sick. I'm just self-quarantining." She went on, "My son was a little upset about her going out to a gun store. He claimed to have preferred his bow and arrow. She said, I'm old and I live alone and we don't know if there's going to be civil unrest. The world is just not the same," she added. It didn't have to be this way. Unlike many of the shop's regulars, she was no fan of Donald Trump. Quote, "He's a divider all the way. First he said, 5 people have died, big deal. Now he's saying, I always knew it would be dangerous." Whatever. Talk turned to Portland, Oregon. Yes, this story took place in Portland. I apologize. "It's a ghost town," a young woman said. Her name was Rosemary, and she's helping the older woman out since the restaurant where she waited tables has closed. "I don't like to go into cities anymore anyway," the young woman said. The store attendant helped her customer choose a weapon. "Pick 3, said the older woman. As the shop employee rummaged around, the customer said, "I'm going to have a soldier train me, a friend of my son's." And on and on. What we have here is someone who voted, may have gone far enough to the right to vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And like a not inconsiderable number of blue Americans is reconsidering their support for keeping guns out of the hands of hoi polloi, well, like them anyway. There's an old saying, a conservative is a liberal that's mugged. And in this case, a lot of residents of blue America are being mugged by reality. They're being mugged by the facts of life in a high-density community that is united by nothing more than political expediency, that is where the ties that bind the people are expedient, trivially economic, to some extent political, but not social. You go to San Francisco, and you look at the divide between people, where you have, on the one hand, people of incalculable wealth, not just showbiz, not just the high-end people in business, but the dot-com millionaires who have been riding their initial stock offering profits to million-dollar incomes. and live in the posh quarters that are snugged up right tight against the homeless and the desperately poor, who are taking among the many brunts of this epidemic. And unlike a lot of communities that have some social cohesion above and beyond just the fact that we're all plopped into the same area, people are starting to think, wow, this could be a problem. We may have created a monster here. And if you don't think that's a legitimate observation, I urge you to look at other places in America in recent years where social cohesion has broken down over things much less onerous than weeks of quarantine. Los Angeles burned itself to a husk almost 30 years ago over a verdict. New Orleans beat itself silly over a hurricane. Granted, a catastrophic hurricane. But the breakdown in civil society in that city was like nothing we had ever seen other than Los Angeles in 1992 and 1968. And, well, you know what I'm getting at. New York City? Remember Hurricane Sandy? Civil order broke down. And since the people had no right or means to defend themselves, the mob ruled. And I don't mean the mob as in Goodfellas, The Godfather, that mob. I'm talking about those with the weapons, illegal though they may have been, and the urge to use them. People had to bunker down for their own survival to keep from getting robbed blind. You don't have to look far throughout history to see that there are reasons to want and need to be prepared to defend yourself, your family, your property, your community, and yes, your freedom itself. And the good angel on my right shoulder, this society's right soldier, said, hey, progressives, hands off those means, hands off that right. Hands off the organization of our society. Talk all the money you want. Talk all the social programs you want. But hands off the guns, the society, the forcing people to where they have to live. Oh, there's more. Let's look at the bad angel on our left shoulder when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hello, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. WNAV Audiovisual provides equipment and technicians for events of all sizes, from a handful of people to large ballrooms and convention centers as well. We also provide installation services for churches, schools, and corporations. No matter how many people are at your event, WNAV has the technicians and expertise along with the equipment to make each event successful. Audiovisual services include equipment such as sound systems, microphones, projection systems with screens, laptops, draping, lighting, and all the related equipment, and also web streaming services, so your meeting can go beyond the four walls of your space. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business. Please contact us at wnav-video.com.
AM 12.